This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones. Good morning, Saints of God. This is Tom Jones, and welcome to my program, Wake Up. We do hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and it's hard to believe, Danny, it's Christmas time coming up, and I don't want to get caught up in the Christmas rush. I'm one of those procrastinators that wait till Christmas Eve. I mean, I think it was a month, not quite 3 weeks ago, I took my business partner to a craft store, because I was taking him to the airport, and I went into some craft store just to get a bow for my lamppost. I'm not a shopper, by the way. So, but when I know what I want, I just run in and come out. And then when I went in to try to find a red bow, a lady took her cart and slammed it right in my back. And I said, ma'am, She said, well, get out of my way. I said, okay, I'm sorry. You know, I get to another aisle, and Lady says, get out of my way, get out of my way. And so I said, okay, ma'am. Then I asked the lady that worked at this store, I said, ma'am, I can't find the red bows, and I just want to put one on my lamppost outside in my front yard. That's how I decorate. Just put a wreath on and the bow, and I'm done. But anyway, she said, well, I don't know if we have them or not. And if we have them, just go down the aisle. And if we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. And I said, oh, thank you, ma'am. And I just left. You know, let's not get caught up in the rush of the holidays. Remember what the reason of the season is. And, you know, that is absolutely Jesus. He's the reason for the season that we celebrate Christmas. Keep that in mind. It's not, the gift giving's nice, you know, but don't get caught up and yell at somebody and scream and holler, push your cart into someone else. that'll test my salvation, all this stuff. But, you know, don't argue back with anyone. But, you know, our confidence, our trust, our hope, our peace is in Jesus. He says, peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, but I give unto you. You know, if you're like me, you've had a busy week and things seem to fall apart all around you. I had someone go in my checkbook and take $4,900 out and tried to. And, you know, we still have to stay focused now. You still have to stay focused. You know, keep your eyes on him. But I've been exhausted lately. I have to tell you, I've literally been exhausted. So if I sound a little rough this morning, that's because I got too much sleep. I think I don't know how many hours I slept, but my wife had to wake me up and said, you're on the radio soon. And I said, oh, it's Thursday. I'm supposed to bring my check into the radio station. I forgot that. Everything seems to be going wrong. But you know what? The word says the steps of a righteous, they're ordered by him, not you. So when you wake up in the morning, your foot hits the ground. Ask the Lord to guide your footsteps, you know, because he doesn't give us any more than we can handle. Sometimes, I don't know about you, Danny, but sometimes I get overwhelmed with life and people, you know, and I'm sure you listeners, you do too, because the day that we're living in, it's different. It is absolutely different. And I don't want to dwell on that. You know, my program, I've got to be honest with you all. You know, I come here, I try to be a blessing. And when I minister, you know, this is something on my heart. When I minister to you, I'm not only ministering to you, I'm also ministering to myself. So if I've sounded critical towards anyone, I don't want to have a critical spirit. I never want to go that way. I do want the church to be, the body of Christ, rather, to be healthy spiritually, physically, and financially. And that's the purpose of my program. But you know what? I don't know how long I've been on the program, but I'm still trying to find my way on this program. I'm trying to say, Lord, what is my niche here on this program? But, you know, besides sharing the Word of God, it isn't about Tom talking. It isn't about me. The program is not about me. It never will be, and I don't want it to be. If you look at ever get a card from the ministry of mine, you'll see it says a ministry for the people, and that's what it's for. And I think we've gotten away from that. You know, the corporate world, you know, I don't want to ever get corporate. I'm not picking on the corporate world, but sometimes we can lose the essence of what it's about. Even churches, you can lose the essence of what the meaning of Christmas is all about. We can have our parties and get-togethers, but what is the meaning of Christmas? It's about Jesus. So let us not forget that, you know, and let's not forget that Jesus went to the cross on Calvary and he shed his precious blood that you and I might have life and we might have life abundantly. And that's what it's about. It's all about Jesus. He went to that cross. They drove those nail marks in his hands. And he shed his precious blood that you and I might have that life. And guess what? Life more abundantly. Are you living that abundant life? You know, are you worn down? Are you giving up? My message is going to, but the Lord put something on my heart when my wife woke me up this morning and I had some other things I was going to share. But, you know, we can't get all focused. And I think, you know, sometimes we, the church have, and the body of Christ, I feel, and I'm not being critical to any churches at all. I never want to. I thank God for churches. I thank God for pastors and evangelists and teachers that are out there doing great work and missionaries that are doing great work for the Father. But it is time for all of us to wake up and understand what it's about. It's about people, people, people. If you ever hear the Lord's heartbeat, if you ever get close enough to hear his heart, and some people think, oh, I've lost my mind and, you know, I need help, because I felt one time when they gave me 2 days to live, and this is a true story, I felt the heartbeat of the Lord because he embraced me. And he told me, you've been missing it. And I said, Lord, I'm not sure. I've shared this before. I hope you're not getting tired of me sharing this. But he said, I want you to listen to my heart. And I said, your heart. And I listened to his heart. And you know what his heartbeat says? It says people, 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 people. It doesn't say money, money, mansions, all this other stuff. It beats people. And I think we've gotten away from people because we want to build a building and we want to, you know, have all these potlucks. And I thank God for potlucks in the churches. I do. And I'm not downing them. I'm not downing pastors. I love my pastor. I love the church. But sometimes I think we're missing it a little bit. I think we don't take time for people. I don't think we take time for people and we don't listen to them. You know, the success of a company is if you know, notice any ministry that they listen to people, they're successful. Those that aren't manipulating people, rather. There's some ministries out there that really, they're not after the people. They're after what they can get. And I'm not here to you know, ask for money. I try not to. I'm not trying to go that direction because the one that I know they'll provide for my wife and I and for you is Jesus. And he'll meet my needs to keep me on the radio. He'll meet my needs to help because I have a burden to help the seed emissions with some food this year. And they take in men off the streets, and they try to rehabilitate them and give them two meals a day. And so, you know, the goals in ministry are overwhelming. But most of all, I have to understand that the Lord didn't give us anything we can't handle. So we need to stay focused. Tom needs to stay focused. You know, the reason of the season, Jesus is the reason for the season, and we celebrate him. But let us not forget what he went to that cross for. He shed his precious blood again that you and I might have life, and that life more abundantly. So if someone comes up to you and they want prayer, I pray that you would stand at attention and you would listen to them and that you would pray for them. You know, I don't care if you have a doctorate degree. I don't care if you have a master's degree. I don't care if you have a bachelor's. I don't care if you're a millionaire. If someone comes up to you and they tell you they need help, please listen to them. Please listen to them. They're trying to send you a signal because we all need it. Hebrews 3:13 says we're to encourage one another daily. Why today is still called the day? What? It's about reaching the lost and encouraging those that know Christ and encouraging those. And it's important that we encourage, as Hebrews 3:13 says, encourage one another daily. Why today is still called a day? And I think we need to, I think the body of Christ needs to work on that. And Tom needs to work on that. So if you ever hear me minister and you get offended, you know, I don't want to offend anyone, but the gospel sometimes offends people. If my words come across harsh, which I hope they never do, I'm just trying to get something across. I'm really, to be honest with you, coming to 91.5, and when you do this live, you know, I try to come prepared, and I'm not always going to be right on things. My theology, I do the best I can, but I'm just trying to find my niche. How am I to be a ministry for the people? If I come to the radio station, I want all of you to know it's not about Tom. It's not Tom trying to make a name. I'm not into that, you all. The only name I want to make known is Jesus. And that's the only name I want you to make known is Jesus, and for you to really know him intimately and you to fall deeper in love with Jesus like never before. I'm just trying to find my way here on the radio. I may say things at times. My focus and my goal primarily on the radio is to teach you all to get in shape spiritually. And how do we do that? We first have to know him as our Lord and Savior and give our whole heart and life to him. You know, and spend time with him. You know, we need to read the Word of God. You know, study the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. Go to the Gospels. And then, you know, you need to find a good church to go to. And don't tell me, you know, that churches aren't perfect, because you know what? You're not perfect, and I'm not perfect. There's no perfect church. So let's not be throwing stones at anyone or any churches, because, you know, there you may go to church, and that might not be the church that the Lord wants you to go to. But go find a church that you feel comfortable and learn and listen to the Word of God. And I like what Pastor Malcolm said one time. He said, if you've been offended in our church, there'll be 100 people to encourage you. So if you've been offended in your church, you know, there'll be many more there at that church to encourage you. And I love what he said. And thank you, Pastor Malcolm Wilde, for for sharing that. And he's very good in the Word of God. I get a lot out of him, and when he speaks and he shares, my wife says it hits the depths of her heart when he speaks. So, and that's what the Word of God should do. Because if any of you tell me that, you know, call in and say, Tom, I don't need church. Yes, you do. Because the Word of God tells us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves. And, you know, I've been hurt in church, and I'm sure you have too. We have to learn to forgive. And if you don't feel that's the church for you, then go find another church. But what you need to do is not be so critical of the, don't be critical of the pastor when you're leaving. Don't go around gossiping, putting it on email, the website, Facebook, and all that. Don't do that. Just quietly leave in good standings and ask the Lord to help you find a church that you'll fit in. And so my message today is really, it's going to be found in Peter chapter 5, verse 7. But before we go there, I'd like to play a Christmas song because I finally got Apple iTunes. And I thank my business partner for that. He connected me to it the other day, and I'm really enjoying it. I just don't know how to organize these songs yet, Danny, but I really like it. I can pick my music out. I've got a library now, so I can play a lot of different music. And since it's Christmas, I'd like to play a song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I hope I'm making sense to all of you. I'm just sharing my heart because I'm not perfect. You know, if you could look at my life, and before I play the song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, if you could look at my life, you know what you're going to see in spiritual? There's a spiritual sign that God's put in front of my life. And I pray your life as well. And you know what that sign, that spiritual sign says in front of Tom? I'm just being honest with all of you. It is under construction by God daily. So I'm being worked on every single day that I wake up and that I live. I'm under construction, Danny. Every single day he's chipping away at things in my life. I'm not perfect. And I'll be the first to admit on the radio I'm not perfect. Do I have my act together? Well, sometimes I feel like I do, and sometimes I feel like I don't. And when I don't, I just have to go back to Jesus and say, Lord, I made a mess. Help me. We need to be dependent on Jesus every second that we live, every second that we wake up. And remember, don't try to make a name. Because the Word says your gift in you will make a way. You won't make a way, but the gift in you will make a way. It will make a way for you. Don't try to barge a door open and try to get promoted and become a deacon and an elder when you're not supposed to be. Let the gift in you open that door for you. And too many people today in ministry, they, you know, I'm not picking on them, but they, especially when I was on TV, they wanted to make a name and be known, and their big jets and their limos. And have we lost the essence of what it's really about? Is reaching those people that come to the studio. And that's what I enjoyed the most. If anything about being on TV, I have to share my heart on this one. What I enjoyed the most is all the people that would come to the telethons. I think they call them telethons, Danny, when they had wanted to raise money for the TV station, to build a TV station debt-free. You know what I really enjoyed the most is not being on TV. I enjoyed the crowds that came and an opportunity to find them a seat, encourage them, and pray with them. That's what I enjoyed the most is people. And it's not knocking someone off to get another position. I don't like that. Jesus wouldn't do that. Jesus came to be served. Jesus said, I come not to be served, but to serve. And that should be our attitudes as well, how we can serve one another and be that blessing that he's called each and every one of us to be. So I'm going to play the song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and see if I can play it and pull it up. I'm really excited about this music and the Apple iTunes, I think it's called. So enjoy the song. Sing. Hope you enjoyed that. That's one of my favorite Christmas songs, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And I want to go to the Word of God. And if we look at Peter chapter 5, verse 7, and this is a good one, a good scripture. And this is the one the Lord put on my heart because I had another message to share. And when I woke up this morning after oversleeping for hours and hours and hours, my wife had to wake me up. If she didn't wake me up, Danny, I don't know what I would have done. I overslept yesterday. And I was late for work, almost late for the radio, and, oh, Lord, I sure need your touch. This one will really stir your heart, the scripture, as it did mine when I woke up and my wife woke me up, and the first thing that I heard these words echoing in my heart, my spirit, my soul, is Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your cares on him, because he careth for you. Maybe that's not what I'm doing. It says, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. You know what the word cast means? It means to throw. Danny, you know what that is. Cast your net. You're throwing your fishing pole out, right? There, the net and pole to catch your line out. So you're casting, you're throwing it out, you know? And so that's what we need to be doing. You know, if you have a problem, you need to cast it. And that's what it means. Cast your care. Just throw it. Just say, here, Jesus, here it is. You know, throw it. Trust him. You know, and if we look at the Word of God and the scriptures, it tells us, don't worry about tomorrow, for today has enough cares of its own. I get around people on, what about tomorrow? What about this? And the sky is falling and the banks. And what about the money currency? And what about the stock market? And what about the, you know, you know what, y'all? When you worry about tomorrow instead of today, the word scriptures tell us, don't worry about tomorrow, for today has enough cares of its own. You know what that really means? If you worry about tomorrow and not today, you can miss divine opportunities that come your way today. And that's true. So I'm so busy worrying about tomorrow, I'm meeting this one, meeting the stockbroker, meeting the banker, and the guy that wrote the $4,900 check out of my checking account, and how he did that, I have no earthly idea. Worrying about this and worrying about the skies falling. You know, Jesus says, tarry till he comes back. He didn't say worry till he comes back. He said, tarry till he comes back. Stay busy until he comes back. Do something. Get off the couch and go do something. You know, and cast your cares upon him. That means you need to throw it. You need to just throw it. Throw it. Throw all these cares that you're worrying about, anxiety, what is it, depression, anxiety, whatever it may be. And I'm talking to Tom now. And if you need money, you're worrying about money, stop it. You're not trusting Jesus. You're not trusting Jesus. And whatever you need to cast those worries upon him. For he said he careth for thee. He careth for you. And I think sometimes my biggest problem is I try to help Jesus out. I really do. I think I'm handling this, Jesus. I can do it all myself. He said, no, you can't. You know what? What happens? I make a mess of it. I do it the flesh way. And if you do it the flesh way, and you're going to get flesh results. Why don't we have a God's way? You know, let him handle your battle. Let him handle your situation. And peace, he said, peace. The scriptures remind us, peace I give unto you. And it's not as the world gives, but he gives unto you. We need his peace, not the world's peace. Go in a shopping mall right now and see if any of those fine folks have it. I'm not picking on them. Have any peace. Man, they're running their carts into you. They're yelling at you. They're bumping, screaming at you in the parking lot. It's madness. You know, let's stay focused, folks. Jesus is the reason for the season. Not getting somebody 25 gifts and figuring out what to get this sister and this brother and this one and this one. Most of them don't like what you're giving them anyway, so... You know, just give them a gift card. Make it simple. You know, the greatest gift you can give them is just wrapping your arms around them saying you love them. You know what? That's the greatest gift. It's just wrapping your arms around somebody and saying, you know what? We care for you and we love you. I know it sounds kind of radical. You know, it's not the gift giving stuff is great. I'm not against it. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to get a gift. But don't get stressed out about all this stuff. Don't get stressed out if you got a bad report. You know, I'm working on something in my own life with a report, and I tell you, the medical system, whew, boy, I tell you, I'm not downing the medical system, but whew, as you get older, you might need a few of them, but one question, Danny, I'd like to open up the lines in a minute, but one question I have on this medical stuff, you know, this is one question that I have. Now, you're all going to think I'm crazy, and I've overslept, and I've been on something. If you look at the children of Israel who left Egypt and wandered in the wilderness for years and years and years, Their clothes didn't wear out. Think of that. Their clothes, there was not one feeble one among them. They didn't have a Walmart. They didn't have a CVS. They didn't have a Medfast clinic. They didn't have a hospital. Now, what? Tell me something here. Did Jesus take care of them? He absolutely did. God took care of those children of Israel when they were out in the wilderness, you know? And you know, we've got to pray like we've never prayed before in our entire life. You've got an issue in your life, you just cast it upon Jesus. You throw it. Say, Lord, they gave me this report. What should I do with it? Who should I see? I'm not against doctors. Too many of them drive you stir crazy, you know? But let us stay focused. Lord, what is my pathway of healing? You know, he can heal you when you sleep at night. I'm a firm believer. You can sleep at night and he can perform surgery on you and flip you over and touch your back, touch your body, touch your heart, touch your liver, touch your kidneys. He can do the supernatural. And I'm not getting carried away here, but he can touch you where no one else can. But he also uses doctors. He also uses prayer and medicine to heal us. So let's not get carried away that, you know, but don't stop praying, you know, don't stop praying and don't give up. And if you're worried about it, just, again, cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. You know, the children of Israel, they were in a desert. And how did they get their food? It fell from the heavens. You know, their clothes didn't wear out. I'm amazed their shoes, you know, I wear a pair of shoes for 6 months and they're worn out. These fine folks were out in the wilderness for how many years? I mean, how many years were they out there? Their shoes didn't wear. I need a pair of shoes like they had. I really do. You know, they didn't even wear out. You know, yet our shoes are wearing out. Jesus can provide for you, folks. You know, whatever the problem you're going through, big or small, cast your cares. As 1 Peter 5, verse 7 says, cast your cares upon him, for he careth for thee. You know what? Go a step further and throw your cares upon him. Throw it. Leave it at the cross and don't take it back. So if you've got a bad report, if someone told you you can't make it, you can't do it, if you've got a vision and someone said, oh, no, God can't use you, you know what? Take that to the cross and leave it there. You need to listen to what Jesus is calling you to do. And I know this is radical to some of you. I probably need to calm down, but you know, this is real. Life is real. The problems in life are real. It's sometimes, you know, I experienced yesterday, the last couple of days, it can absolutely get overwhelming. You're just overwhelmed. You're absolutely overwhelmed. You're bombarded with this. You're bombarded with this. You're bombarded with three doctors. You're bombarded with someone taking money out of your checkbook. You're bombarded with this. You're bombarded with a client complaining. You're bombarded with ministry stuff and all this other stuff going. You know, you just have to take a break and say, time out. Lord, help me. I just need help. All these cares in my life right now that I'm going through today, I need to cast them because you said you care for me. There are some of you that see no hope. You don't see a way out. Some of you that want to give up. There maybe a few ladies listening. You're carrying a child and you don't want to carry it anymore. You need to carry that child. You don't need to abort that baby. You know, if you're listening, you've been laid off. God will provide. You know, God will provide for you. Don't try to figure it out. You know, because I find in my own personal life, when I start to try to figure God out and how God's going to provide and how God's going to do this and how God's going to do that, you know what the Holy Spirit put on my heart? He says, congratulations, you just figured him away. So don't try to figure anything out because you're going to figure God away. You know, let God be God and let your heart be pure and open to the things of the Father and start, like I wanted to share with you, you know, let the Lord get us in shape spiritually, physically, get that body where it should be. Lord knows I'm trying, you know, I don't even need Miladil or Jenny Craig right now. I'm trying to ask the Lord to help me. And then financially, have them help you financially. And maybe I'm not good about talking about money, and I'm probably not, but I like Larry Burkett's ministry, he has passed away, to help the body of Christ not get in debt and be a slave to the world. I want us to all be spiritually fit, physically, and fit financially. And when you're balanced in all those areas, I tell you what, this journey, it's not going to say you're not going to have some bumps. Lord knows how many bumps I've had, and storms and hurricanes that come our way, and the people that come your way and say you can't make it, the dream killers that are coming your way and say, nope, you're not going to make it, you're not going to do it. Well, Jesus said, I can do all things. I don't know about you, but Jesus said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Paul said that, you know, when you go through trials, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So don't give up. Don't abort your vision. Don't abort that baby. Don't abort, lose, you lost your job and give up and, you know, stay focused. Because God said, I will provide. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So if you're feeling a little bit down, you need a word of encouragement, or you need me to pray for you, you don't have to give your name. You want to call in on the station, because remember, the station's not about Tom. The station's all about people, reaching people that are hurting, reaching people who need prayer, reaching people who want to give up. That's the purpose of my program, to tell you, you can make it. You can do it. You know, when I was growing up, I was told I can't make it. I'm poor. I lived in poverty. My mom passed away in front of my sister and I. My dad took off, and we had nothing. We were absolutely hopeless. I went to a university that offered me a scholarship in architectural drawings in Purdue University. And when they listened to my story, they said, we're offering you a scholarship. I said, no, I can't come here. I can't come here. We're poor. My sister's crippled. I've got to take care of her. We have no parents. I thank you for the opportunity to come here at Purdue, but I can't do it. All I needed was someone in my life to tell me I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I just needed a word of encouragement. Maybe some of you right now need a word of encouragement. And the word of encouragement, the word is our encouragement. You get into the Word of God and He'll encourage you. He'll encourage you. But also God uses us too to encourage the body of Christ. So if you're feeling a little rough right now, you want to give up, you want to abort that baby, which I don't encourage you to do, you call in 632-1000. I want you to call in. The number here is 632-1000. And if you don't want to call, you don't have to give your name. I can put you on the prayer list and continually to pray for you and encourage you. Or if you want to write me, you can write me at P.O. Box 412168, Melbourne, Florida, 32941. That's another way you can reach me. But you need to call in because we live in a hurting world. It's a hurting world. I don't know about any of you, but the last 2 days I felt like I've been just literally beat up. And you know what? I just need to cast my cares upon Him, for He careth for thee. So if you need a word of encouragement, call in. And another thing, if you have a testimony and you want to, I'd like to hear what the Lord's doing with you and how, you know, you can call in and give me a testimony. And if you need prayer, again, call in. If you need a word of encouragement, I'll share from my heart how to encourage you the best I can. But a lot of people, they're giving up. Are we caught up in the Christmas, all this buying the gifts and stuff? You know, calm down a little bit. You know, the greatest gift that you can give people, you know, it's just yourself. Jesus gave His life for you. And you take what He's given you and pour it out to the world. You pour it out. You pour His love out, and you pour His mercy out, and you pour His grace. And I know there's times that it does get difficult, and you think, no one's around, no one's listening to me. You know, when I was on 91.5, Danny, there's a 91.5 up in Daytona, and that's how I started on the radio. I started up there at the 91.5 in Daytona Beach. I was up there, and I did the controls up there, Danny, and did everything. And boy, when I opened the phone lines, people from Atlanta would call in all over the areas. They would call in. I couldn't answer the phones fast enough. I think I was on up there for an hour, and I sure enjoyed it. I'm not here to condemn you if you call in. I'm here to encourage you to draw closer to Jesus, that all of us would fall deeper in love with Him, and we would never be the same, that we would hear His heart, which beats people, and that we'd begin to do the things He's called us to do. No matter what you're going through, we serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His word says, is there anything too difficult for thee? Is there? Is there anything too difficult for thee? Nope, there's not. We think there is. I sometimes think there is, but there's not. He said, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You can do it. You can do it. You can make it. If someone's discouraged you, you know, I've had a lot of dream killers. I don't mean to go on about it. You tell someone you want to do something, and boy, they're the first. You'll have some dream killers coming to you and say, you can't do it. You can't make it. You know what? If God's put something in your spirit and in your heart to do something, you know what? You don't need man's approval. You need God's approval. If you've had God's approval and He tells you to do something, you just do it. And you'll be rewarded for doing that. And that's what I like about 91.5. They're here. The station is to encourage you. You hear the Word of God. They have great men and women of God on this station, and sometimes I come here and I'm trembling because of all these great men that have been on before me and after me that really are very knowledgeable in the Word of God, and the 91.5 is a good station, and I encourage you to support it as well. So if you'd like to contribute to 91.5, please call in 632-1000. You can contribute financially if you'd like. If you need me to encourage you, to pray for you, I'll be glad to. Or if you have a testimony and you want to call in and share, because your testimony, you know, it can encourage other people. You know, don't be shy. You know, don't be shy. And just because your testimony, believe it or not, can touch someone else. Because someone else has said, wow, the Lord did that for them. Well, he can do that for me. You know, just like my life, you know, when I was called to go to Purdue University because I did an architectural drawing and they called me to come up, but I was poor. I didn't have a nickel to my name. I didn't even know how I was going to drive up to Lafayette, Indiana. My professor took me up there and the six people on the panel said, your drawing is absolutely superb. We want you to come here. I couldn't go there. We were living in poverty. Had no water. We had no heat. I had to borrow water from a neighbor. We had about 3 cups of cans of soup in the house, and that was it. No heat in the wintertime, and my sister and I, we struggled. But you know what? God got us through those difficult times. And sometimes it takes those trials in our life to go through to really, how are you going to understand someone else, really, if you don't go through some things? And I often wondered why we go through trials, because you can better understand other people when they come up to you, because you'll have a heart, and you'll understand, hey, I understand what you're going through. I've been there. You know, and sometimes I think that's why we go, so we don't become heartless and we harden our heart and we don't become arrogant. I think these trials that we go through just kind of, they humble us to become more like Jesus, you know? And I think that's why we go through some storms in life. We're rattled to wake us up. He wakes us up. Lord, help wake me up. Help wake the listeners up that we can hear your heart, which beats people. And that we can become alive again. We can take the gift that you gave us and we can run with it. And God help us if we've been trying to make a name with what we're trying to do. But the only name we need to make known is yours. So again, call in. Don't be shy. Come on, some of you that are listening, pick up that phone. You're being shy this morning. And I'm only on for about 20 more minutes. Come on now. I'd love to hear from you. And the number here is 632-1000. And you know, I'd love to hear from you, hear what the Lord's doing. If you need prayer, or if your husband's left you, how God will provide for you. You know, remember that the Lord's faithful. You know, he's always faithful. And he's so good. And I can't tell you about his goodness and greatness when we were poor. We made it through some very dark times. I even had pneumonia one time. I didn't even know what pneumonia was. I went to a doctor and I had to tiptoe to the counter. And the lady at the doctor's office goes, where are your parents? I said, I don't have any. I said, I have to make payments now, y'all. And the doctor said, you have pneumonia. I said, I'm not sure what that is. And he said, well, you need to go home and take some medicine. Here's a prescription. Even God was with me then and my sisters. And God is with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always. There's someone out there that God put something on your heart to do. The Holy Spirit's telling me he's calling you to do something, and you just need to push. You know, you get to that diving board and you get to the edge of a diving board and you look down in the water. You know, you just need somebody to come behind you and just, all right, push you off. You know, I'm here to encourage you, to tell you can do it. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So no matter, and Paul said that, you know, because when you go through difficult times, even when God's calling you to do something, even in the ministry, it's like being on the diving board, looking down at the water, and you just don't want to take that jump. I'm calling you to take that jump. I'm calling you to do what Jesus is calling you to do. And a lot of you that are listening, we need to step it up a little bit more. We need to step it up a little bit more, and including Tom, because when I share on the radio, I'm talking to Tom. I'm not, you know, I don't want to step on feet. I don't want to offend anyone, but, you know, Jesus will offend you. The gospel will offend. And I'm not here to be critical towards anyone. I'm just here to push you to the greater heights and levels that Jesus wants you to go to. Even in your life can be like a tree right now. You know how trees go dormant in the wintertime, shed their leaves? Some of you have been dormant way too long, you know? And I'm not picking on you, but you need to come out of dormancy and come alive again for Jesus. The word says, remember your first love. Who's your first love? And that's Jesus. It's coming back to him, knowing him as Lord and Savior. And if you don't know him, today's the day to call on him and say, Lord, I'm just a sinner. I want to come to know you as Lord and Savior. I want you to come into my life. And I repent of my sins, and I want to know you as my Lord and Savior. And my wife just texted, and she said, the greatest gift is sharing Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart, for that. The greatest gift is really sharing Jesus. That's what it's about. You know, you can give gifts and those are nice, but sharing Christ with other people so they may experience that life. Because he said, I came to give you life and I came to give it to you abundantly. We need to be living that abundant life in this crazy world that we live in. Don't let the world smother us. That's what it's been trying to do to me the last couple of days. I'm just trying to rise above it. And the only one that can help me rise above it is Jesus. Lord, help me. Pull me up. I need help. Call in. The number here is 632-1000. I'm going to play another Christmas song. One of my favorite Christmas songs I like to play. And a lot of you being a little shy today. You know, I used to be shy too, because you used to be able to not get a word out of me. I'm going to play another Christmas song. One of my favorites by Michael W. Smith. Do hope you enjoy it. Thank you. wonderful song by Michael W. Smith called Christmas Time and Emmanuel, God with us. And that's so true. He's with you each and every moment of your life, each and every day. So I'm going to play another song by Michael W. Smith. I'm going to end my program with this song. If I have a few minutes, I'll come back on. And hope you're enjoying the program and hope you're enjoying some of the Christmas music, because I love Christmas music. So this is, again, by Michael W. Smith.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed that song as much as I did. It's by Michael W. Smith, his Christmas album. And I have, you know, one time someone told me, and before I close the program, I think I've got a few minutes left, Annie. What, 5 minutes? Yeah. Boy, the time, this hour goes by really quick, doesn't it, Annie? I thought the half hour did, but the hour sure did. And I hope you enjoyed the program today. I come to share my heart with you all and be honest. I'm very transparent and real. And one time I heard someone say, you know, calm down, Brother Tom, calm down. You know, it was about the voting, and I don't want to get into politics. I'm not going to go in that direction. But they said, Jesus is in control, you know. And I said, that's right. Jesus is in control, but Jesus isn't going to go to the voting booth. You are. Well, what I'm trying to say here is that, you know, when we look in the book of James, it says, do not merely listen to the word, deceive yourself, but do what it says. If Jesus is telling you to do something, how's it going to happen? You know, we know that Jesus is in control, and thank goodness for that. But how does Jesus work if he has to use you? Jesus didn't go like the voting booth. He doesn't go into the voting booth. You do. How is Jesus going to feed the poor? How is Jesus going to keep 91.5 on the radio? How is Jesus going to provide for different ministries and missions and your pastors at the church? He has to use you. Remember, and James says, do not merely listen to the word, so deceive yourself. Do what it says. So if Jesus is prompting you to do something, you know what? Just do it. You'll be well taken care of. He'll take care of your every need. You just have to trust him with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. And I hope you've enjoyed the program today. I come here with a heart to share with you, to share what Jesus is doing. I give you an opportunity to call in. Next week will be my little Christmas program. I'll have some music on. And hope you'll enjoy my Christmas program, because it'll air again, I think, in December 25th. So I won't be on December 25th. I believe, Danny, next Thursday will be the one that'll be for Christmas, the 25th. I think I looked at the calendar right. On behalf of 91.5, myself, the staff here, we all, and the pastors that are part of 91.5, we all wish you a very, very merry, merry Christmas. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. So don't get discouraged. Whatever you're carrying in your life, just cast your cares, as we shared today. The scriptures tell us to cast our cares upon him, for he careth for thee. Take your problems, take your situations, and throw them. Throw them. I can't take this, Lord. You, it's your battle. Because remember, the scriptures tell us the battle's not ours. The battle belongs to Jesus. And I hope you enjoyed the program. Danny, wish you and your lovely wife a Merry Christmas. You and your wife, Pastor Paul, and his lovely wife here at the studio, we wish them a Merry Christmas. And Kim, the owner of 91.5, we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. And to all you that are listening, we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a very blessed New Year. And keep listening to 91.5. It'll encourage you. It will stir you. It will definitely encourage you. Every time I turn the radio on, there's a pastor ministering, and I thought, Lord, he's really good. You know, I don't want to come to the radio station. Some of these pastors they have on are really good, but we're all unique in Jesus. So we all have our place and our talents and our gifts, and I just want to stir you up to use the gifts that God's calling you. Whatever it is in your life that you're supposed to be doing, just remember, just do it. Just do it. Don't be afraid. If I could be there with you, I'd be pushing you, you know, I'd be pushing you to do something. I'm just that way. I love to encourage people, you know, because I don't see it going on enough. And we're, as Hebrews tells us, and we're to remember, we are to encourage one another daily. You know why today is still called today. So we're to encourage. Keep encouraging that sister. Keep encouraging that brother. Don't forget to encourage your pastor. You know, don't pick on your pastor. Don't pick on the evangelist. Don't pick on the people that come to your church, the missionaries. Support them and love on them. That's what you're called to do. You're called to support and love on them. And you men to your wives, be a better husband. Wives going to be a better, you know, be better to your husbands. And if you're a friend to another friend, be a good friend. And let your light shine, as the Bible said, that they may know your good works and they may come to know him as Lord and Savior. So my program's almost up. Until next week, God really bless you abundantly. And remember, don't fall asleep. Stay awake. God bless you. Lord,
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.